The safety is off. There's a round in the chamber. This is Armed Alabama, sponsored by McCoy Outdoor Company, Mobile's hometown full-line outdoor sporting products and gear store, an interactive talk show discussing self-defense, product reviews, shooting tips, safety, and more. Your calls, comments, and texts welcome at 343-0106. Now, here are your hosts, retired judge and certified NRA instructor, Rusty Johnston, and certified NRA law enforcement instructor, Adam Strange.
Lights don't shine. I live my life the simple way, and you know I'm doing just fine. I fish, I hunt, and I shoot my guns, and I raise a little hell. The things I do, you know I do them well. This is my America, and I'm so proud. I say it loud. This is my America. God bless America. Land of the free. Because of the brave. This is my America.
Welcome to Armed Alabama for April 2nd, 2019. This is retired Circuit Judge Rusty Johnston. Adam Strange is on a school field trip, and so Glenn Ramos is filling in for him as my co-host. Notice it's April 2nd, so thank goodness we don't have any April Fools. Several of them on YouTube kind of fooled me. I don't much like April Fools anymore, but anyway, as you know, Armed Alabama is Alabama's only firearms-based radio talk show. We talk about pistols, revolvers, shotguns, concealed carry, ammunition, and attacks on our Second Amendment and constitutional rights to protect ourselves, our family, and in general to protect ourselves from an overreaching government that just seems never to have stopped. One of the big things that happened during this past week that I tried to keep y'all posted on is the, I think, blatantly unconstitutional bump fire stock ban that the ATF wrote as a rule because Congress, you know, was too chicken to pass anything. That went into effect, it was last Monday night or Tuesday night, I can't recall. But to show you how inconsiderate and out of touch federal courts are, the people that were, and they still have their lawsuit, but they couldn't get a stay from the Federal Court of Appeals that handles the District of Columbia, so they filed an emergency petition with the U.S. Supreme Court. I think it was that Saturday. And those are – I've had them granted against me one time Saturday afternoon, you know, before I – nobody asked me. But Chief Justice Roberts, he didn't get around to granting it until after the deadline to destroy your bump fire stock or when you became a criminal, and then he denied it. So by my estimate, we probably had $25 million worth of property destroyed, yet the lawsuit goes on. I mean, it should have been stayed, you know, but that's how much we've got to get away from having every justice on the Supreme Court either go to Harvard or Yale, and all of them clerked for other Supreme Court justices. That didn't used to be the way it was. It is the worst good old boy club now. I mean, they may have diversity, sex, race, religion, but they don't have diversity in thinking because they've all gone to a couple of schools, and that's really a shame. But, Glenn, what's going on with you tonight? You've been following some of the awful things happening, the red flag laws in particular. That sounds like the old USSR.
Yeah, absolutely. Last week, I think Colorado, one of the chambers, passed a bill that essentially passed a red flag law in that state. Kind of
a state that has recreational marijuana legal.
Yeah.
So go figure.
And now, what's really concerning here is both chambers in Colorado are democratically controlled, and Republicans don't have enough members to turn over the vote.
And they got a really kooky governor,
right? looking at this, I did some initial research on this red flag law here, and do we have time to?
That basically is, it's a petition filed in court by an interested person who says, my neighbor, my ex-husband, whoever
right.
it is, I think they're violent and they have guns. And
right.
Judge, you please take away their guns before we have a formal due process hearing.
Right, exactly. So I guess you have two chances at this. So the first chance, the first opportunity is what ends up happening is your guns are immediately taken away from you.
Yep.
And if you're deemed a threat to yourself or others, they're taken straight away from you. And now you, the person, the gun owner, get a second opportunity to meet with the judge and say, okay, and you make your case.
Yeah, and here's my expert psychiatrist.
Right, exactly. But now the question I have now is, what guarantees impartiality by the judge?
Yeah.
If you have an anti-gun judge, what states or what makes it fair to say, hey, you know what, I'm going to listen to your argument in full, and I'm going to listen to you, and here's my clear and true judgment. What guarantees that? There's no guarantee on that, is there?
There's not. And this is what bothered me when they came up with this, the terrorist watch list. They were going to – we don't even know who makes the terrorist watch list, no-fly list. And they were going to use that to deny people rights to purchase firearms. And it's the same kind of thing. You're entitled to a due process hearing before welfare benefits can be cut off, a host of things that are much less important than firearms. And it's creeping. And, psychiatrists have a purpose. But I would not, as I said, in the Soviet Union, most of the dissidents were confined to mental hospitals because, if you disagreed with the government, there must be something mentally wrong with you.
And that
it's getting that way now here. If you're on YouTube or you're a little on the fringe, you're looked at a little ill. Hey, there's a pill for everything,
Right. So, and that kind of segues into didn't the case of McDonald versus City of Chicago 20? Didn't that that was a landmark decision that the right to keep and bear arms was incorporated in the due process clause of the 14th Amendment, right?
Yeah, incorporation, frankly, is kind of a hoax. But if they incorporated all the ones they liked, one of the last ones. I think the only one not incorporated is the portion of the Eighth Amendment, the Third Amendment about quartering troops, and the portion of the Eighth Amendment about a reasonable bond. But what they do is they say there are certain rights that are just fundamental to, American order and liberty, and they would, as cases came up, they would say, well, this is one of them. Interestingly enough, the First Amendment, the Establishment Clause, but anyway, 62, that's when prayer was taken out of school. People think that's 62, and that was all invented by Hugo Black, who was virulently anti-Catholic. He didn't, it was to get, because whatever state was involved, I think it was Illinois, gave free textbooks to kids in parochial schools also, which seems fair to me. They pay their taxes, but they let him draft it. His scholarship, his history is all wrong. He was a terrible person. He's from Alabama, and I'll tell you a story about how my family interacted with him. But a lawyer, a lot of people know the Gideon versus Wainwright case, famous case from the 60s where they said you have to have an appointed lawyer in a capital case. I talked to the lawyer that represented Florida in that case a couple of years ago. He said that Hugo Black was the rudest judge he had ever appeared before, Supreme Court justice. So, he had a lot of other horrible things going for him. Folks, we're on Facebook. If you go to Armed Alabama Radio FM Talk 106.5, you can look at us there, say hello to us. And, of course, you can call in with a question or comment at 251-343-0106 here at FM Talk 106.5 in Mobile, Alabama. And we're going to take a minute, have a break. You can also text a question to that phone number, too. If you have a quick question and don't want to stay on the line, you can text or call it, and we'll see it, and we'll try to answer anything about the law, politics, or anything else. We'll be back right after this break.
We don't smoke marijuana in Muskogee. We don't take our trips on LSD. We don't burn our trap cards down on Main Street. 'Cause we like living right and being free.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
Did he fire six shots or only five? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But being this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off, you've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, Punk?
I don't think the punk felt lucky because he didn't test Clint Eastwood there. I want to thank Steve Moore and the Moore Law Firm for being one of our sponsors. If you need a personal injury lawyer, call Steve or his nephew Fred. You can call them at 251-445-7602 or visit them on the web, www.moorelawfirm.al.com. Glenn, before we broke, we were talking about these red flag laws. And there are a number of states now that have enacted them. A lot are talking. What states have enacted them? Do you know?
Yes. Right now, the current tally stands at the following states: California, Connecticut, Delaware, D.C., Florida, Illinois. I'm really surprised about this one here. Indiana.
That's the only one that surprises me of the group.
Exactly. Maryland, Massachusetts. No surprise there. New Jersey, New York, Oregon, Rhode Island, Vermont, and Washington all have red flag laws. Now, one of the things here about this, and the reason why it's controversial, because the burden of proof in these cases is very low. The preponderance
is the civil standard.
It's civil standard, exactly.
And that's just tilt is 50 plus one.
That's right. That's right. That's right. So that's the danger here with these red flag laws.
That is, and there are a lot of people considering. We've had for years, I mentioned for the program, there's a petition called a protection from abuse petition. Years ago, you used to be able to get a peace bond, but these are, it's generally the wife, sometimes the husband. But sometimes in those type proceedings, what they are is they're an ex parte restraining order. You stay out of the house, stay away from me, don't come near me. But if the husband has a gun, they can be at least he can be have those taken away from him. But there's some safeguards built in. He's either got to be there at the hearing, or there's got to be proof that he was served and refused to come. So that's a little better. But as I always told mainly women in those cases, I hope you don't think this piece of paper I just signed is going to protect you against somebody with a gun or knife or anything else, because it's not. It gives people false sense of security.
Now, these red flag laws are not foolproof. For example, in Florida, the red flag law in Florida did not prevent the August 26, 2018 Jacksonville Landing shooting. Three people were killed there.
Okay? Wow, somebody broke the law.
Yeah, exactly. On January 13th of this year, the SunTrust Bank shooting, five people were killed there. Let's flip over to the West Coast in California. The law did not prevent the November 7th, 2018 at the Borderline Bar and Grill attack. 12 people killed at that bar and grill in California. Going to Illinois, their red flag law did not prevent the February 15th, 2019 incident at Henry Pratt Company shooting. 5 people killed there. So There's no guarantees here, right?
I mean, you're responsible for your own safety. We know that legally. The Supreme Court just ruled again on that. You know, the police have a general duty to the citizenry as a whole, but not a specific duty to you to answer your 911 call, only if you're a police informant or, you know, witness or something like that. But, you know, it does give people a false sense of security. And, you know, it reminds me, I had a probation revocation hearing, and, you know, you can have attach a lot of conditions to probation other than just don't violate the law. And when bath salts were big, this guy was all messed up on bath salts, and it wasn't illegal at that time. And he said, "Judge, I tell you what, they just need to make that stuff illegal." I said, "That's a great idea. Like marijuana, we can make it illegal and then nobody will get it." You know?
Yeah, right.
I mean, people in death row can get marijuana. And so people that want to get a gun can get a gun. And the thing I hate about it, there was a shooting a couple of weeks ago. I mean, it was somebody's house was raided, but it was he had, you know, three guns and 1,500 rounds of ammunition. Well, that's a good start where I'm coming from. That's absurd. But it makes, you know, people seem, you know, nobody wants to be an outlier. And then you hear, of course, my psychiatrist friend is a gun person too, so there's no problem there. But, you know, Glenn, while we're at it, I want to, you know, people, so many people around here, maybe all of you, they just buy a gun. Anybody breaks in my house, I'm going to blow them away. And, you know, within reason, that's fine. But, you know, we've always recommended, first of all, hardening your home. A lot of things to do. And I got a couple of things I want to show real quick. But and also having a safe room. That's not a Jodie Foster safe room. That's maybe your master bedroom. Put a solid door on it and some other things. You know, you can always get through a door if you got a fireman's axe. But going to it first, this is a... I don't know who around here does. Something called night lock, but it's a plate that screws to your floor. And
is that brass, Judge?
Yeah, well.
It looks brass.
It appears to be. That slides right up against your door, and so it is just an anchor. Now, I have that not only on all the doors, but on the safe room. Now, that's just, you know, the bottom of the door. What are we going to do about the top? Now, I will tell you, I've got something prettier on our front door and all. I have this at the utility room, but this is a kind of a barrel bolt, 8 or 10 inch barrel bolt. And, you know, you put that on the door, and then you've got the – and then that goes up in the top. Then you have your deadbolt, hopefully, over here, in fact, I put one in today with this little system everybody's selling. It didn't take a half an hour, but deadbolt. And then, you know, it's not going to just be a kick. Now, you got to do a couple other things, too. Here is, I want to make sure I brought it. This is a pack of Stanley hinges, would normally be interior hinges. Screws are probably 3/4 of an inch long.
Yeah, that's a big, thick, heavy hinge with baby screws.
Yeah. So what I have some, I don't know if I have those, but the same size, basically 2.5 inch number 8 brass screws.
And by the way, those of you on Facebook are seeing all of this.
Yeah, if you get to Facebook and you can watch it on the repeat. So you want to do that. First of all, most break-ins are at the front or back door. Of course, a lot of break-ins, people don't even lock their doors.
Yeah.
You know, I had a serial rapist, unfortunately.
That's not even
case.
A break-in. It's a walk-in.
Oh, yeah. This guy had raped like 25 women. Every house or apartment, he came in through an unlocked door or window.
Wow.
And, you know, you think, what in the world? But that's just, you know, kind of the way people are. So you got that. And then I've showed this before. Let's say most people don't want to shoot somebody. This is something you got to kind of look on the internet. It's like one of those old bug foggers, but it sprays pepper gas. And Mace brand actually makes one called Bug Bomb, but it's hundreds of dollars. This is like 20. But take the cap off and it sprays, you know, automatically. Before you go in your safe room, you just toss it out in the hall, and it floods about 1,200 square feet with pepper spray. You know, you don't want that to be your only thing to rely on, but it is available. A lot of people buy wasp spray, totally worthless. Don't buy wasp spray, or bear spray is less powerful than pepper spray. If you want something that'll spray 25 feet, you get the Mace brand. You know, Mace used to be, it was like tear gas, but that's just the name of a company now. They make a lot of pepper spray. This is pepper gel, 25 feet. But the best thing to do is harden your house. You won't have to fool with that. And, you know, before you start shooting, if you got kids or whatever in the house, get them in that safe room. And I tell you, they're not a lot of people that are, you lock yourself in a safe room, throw out a pepper spray grenade at them, that are going to hang around your house. But, you know, something to think about. But it looks like we got a phone call. Let's see. We got Scott. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Pretty good. You're showing us a red flag on our screen, so.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just thinking, you tell me if I'm being too paranoid or not, but, you know, I've heard that Google in particular, you know, your search engine on your computer is so big that, you know, I'm to the point where I'm actually starting to get a little bit nervous about looking for, you know, firearms on.
You're not
there,
being paranoid.
Ammunition costs. And
let me give you a better one. You know these ancestry things like 23andMe, where you send your DNA off.
Right.
There's one of them that a number of police organizations have joined. And they're using people's DNA that they donate, you know, gave to see if they have a disease or see if they have relatives, to search for criminals. And, you know, a lot of people would say, oh, well, isn't that great? And, you know, it'd be great if we searched everybody's house every night, too.
Right.
You know, I mean, when they're doing stuff like that, they say, you can't see it here on my laptop, I've got the camera on it, a piece of paper over the camera, and have it taped shut.
Right.
Because they can apparently do that remotely. So, yeah, all this.
Do you think there's any way that they can see just, I mean, does Google keep up with any of that or send, you know, somebody's looking up?
I think right now, most of the time, they're selling it for marketing. You know, I think they just as easily sell it to, you know, some, you know, Academy Sporting Goods. But, you know, what'll happen in 10 years? Who knows?
All right.
Hey, Scott, just a word of advice. Stop using Google. I use, as a search engine, I use DuckDuckGo.
Yeah.
DuckDuckGo is a safer. They don't save any of your information. In fact, if you get the app on your phone, there's a flame function that wipes out all tabs and data off your search.
DuckDuckGo, you said?
Yeah. DuckDuckGo.
Yeah, it's okay, a free.
That was my next question, is what would y'all recommend me looking up stuff under? Well, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for calling. We got to go to break. Y'all give us a call. We got open lines, 251-343-0106 at Armed Alabama.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I like you, Philip. But be assured, bite my hand, and I will put you down. Your division is in charge of native crime. Or would you rather I was in charge of native crime? I don't think you'd like my methods.
With Armed Alabama, Judge Rusty Johnston with Glenn Ramos. Glenn, I'm kind of I try to be kind of a constitutional purist, and I found an article that I wasn't even aware was written when I was trying a case 5 years ago. There was a trend around the country of judges, frankly, I think because a lot of them are bullies, to ban any kind of laptops, any kind of electronic devices from their courtrooms. Now, this isn't jurors, you know, you're not jurors. You give them specific instructions. You can't talk about the case. You can't do this and that. I'm talking about a reporter, perhaps, that wants to send a tweet back or an email back, or a lawyer. Hey, would you look up something? And not disturbing anyone. But I think they just – so I wrote I think, a pretty good order. I'll have to find it and post it. But I found an article in the, I guess it was Mobile Paper, the L.com. They said I had ruled for Twitter. But and I said it was the 21st century equivalent of the 18th century Scrivener with parchment and quill pen. It's the same thing. Hey, you write a note and somebody runs it back to the newspaper. Like I say, it's completely separate from influencing a jury. There, you instruct them and you assume I actually made a lot of them sign a contract. Hey, do you understand? This is what you're supposed to do. If they're not going to do it, and not much you can do about it, if they're going to be dishonest. But because a reporter or a citizen or whomever is silent and has a smartphone and is texting back information about the trial, that didn't interfere with anything.
Yep.
But it's this, I don't know, kind of bully atmosphere that we can – it's the government in general is just ever encroaching. You know, for the first 25, 30 years of the union, nobody had any contact. The only contact you might have is getting something through the mail, and that would be it. Just did not deal with the union. And as predicted, if anybody don't read the Federalist Papers, they didn't do anything. There's no evidence that they convinced a single state to vote for the Constitution. Read the Anti-Federalist Papers. They almost predict, you get them free, download them, almost predicted just to a T that the increase in the growth of the government, the debt, the judiciary would become unchecked and tyrannical. It's really frightening. There's it would be illegal for us to put out campaign material using a pseudonym, but they all did. But read Brutus's. He wrote several papers about the danger with the judiciary, federal judiciary supplementing and putting the state courts subservient to them, which they weren't supposed to. They're very interesting. Like I say, the Federalist Papers are good from the standpoint of, hey, this was the sales pitch. And it was basically a fraud. Yep. You said this. Alexander Hamilton said, hey, unless it's specifically written down, federal government didn't have the right. First thing he did was convince George Washington they had a constitutional right to charter a national bank. So certainly wasn't in there.
Now, help me out here, Judge Rusty. The judiciary was never designed to be act as a lawmaking body, correct?
Correct.
That was not their intent, even though
correct.
A lot of times they are acting as a secondary lawmaking body.
What would happen is if you get, I'm suing you, and we get before a court, and it's involving some zoning ordinance, they would say, that ordinance, as it applies in your case, is unconstitutional. It wouldn't invalidate it all over the place. And let me tell you, that was rare until the 1950s. After you Marbury versus Madison, the next case that held an act of Congress to be unconstitutional was the Dred Scott case. Was that 50 years later? And then, but you get this what we call it is judicial supremacy. They're a co-equal branch of government, and within their sphere, they're entitled to say, well, we don't think that's constitutional. The president also was supposed to not sign bills that he thinks are unconstitutional. Congress, they're all supposed to have equal say. But they have taken, especially with the case in the 50s, Cooper versus Aaron, they misquoted history and they said, we are the supreme and final arbiter of the Constitution. And they just made that up. And it hasn't worked. I don't think it's worked out very well. They get involved in things that they shouldn't be in. And everybody, you can talk about various cases. Some people, oh, I love them because Roe versus Wade. I love the Supreme Court. Well, did you love them when they gave the election to George Bush? You're always going to find stuff you don't. And the best thing is Congress could strip them of most of the jurisdiction they have right now because it was given to them statutorily. and by a simple act they could repeal all of those.
Right.
But I think everybody's comfortable having the courts do the dirty work for them. It's like, let's say on the same-sex marriage stuff, that was proceeding through states, through state legislators. The so-called democratic process was working. Well, that was circumvented by courts just jumping in. I think there were about 12 states that the legislators had voted that in. And if, you know, California and Hawaii and Massachusetts want to have that, and Alabama and whatever don't, that's the way it's supposed to work. But no, it's got to be one size fits all now.
Yep.
And that's what's so sad. Now, I know we have red flag laws, but we also have these safe storage laws, which I think are real dangerous too, because they're almost trying to impose liability on people. You know, they have a constitutional right to own that gun, but if you don't have it stored like we want you to, you may be subject to prosecution, being sued. Of course, the government's not subject to any of that. You know, they have break-ins and police cars, and all that just happens. But it's just they just don't trust people. And, you know, the government, we established the government. The government didn't get anything from us. I mean, we established in our rights, like our right to keep and bear arms, our right to defend ourselves, that predated the formation of the United States. Anytime you look in the Constitution, it says, like, the liberty of the press shall not be, you know, blah, blah, blah. That means there was an existing liberty at the time the Bill of Rights was enacted, which, of course, by the way, Hamilton and company did not want a Bill of Rights. They said, why do we need one? Because we can only do the things that are listed, and it there's nothing in the Constitution that says we can interfere with the press. Of course, a couple of first thing that 1798 they passed the Alien and Sedition Act that started prosecuting people for criticizing, you know, the president, John Adams, the Congress, federal judges, putting them in jail. First thing Jefferson did when he was elected was commute everyone's sentences, pardoned them, and refunded their fines with interest. That was a dark period, but Woodrow Wilson did the same thing during World War I. There were thousands of people prosecuted, some for just saying, this war is ridiculous, we shouldn't be involved, which it was ridiculous, yeah. World War I.
Is this the same Woodrow Wilson that was, he was probably considered the first real progressive.
Oh, yeah, the president of Princeton, you know?
Yeah, right.
Yeah. The same man.
This is also the same man that signed into law the Federal Reserve Act, right?
Yeah, IRS. Yeah, you got it. He also resegregated the federal government. I mean, he is, you know, the progressives at that time were like Supreme Court Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes when he wrote his opinion that they could sterilize the woman in Virginia. That was a big progressive thing. Isn't five generations of imbeciles enough? That's pretty tough. But they were gung-ho to remake society. They would not leave people alone. We got the income tax because of them.
That's right.
We got the direct election of senators, which I think was probably turned us from a republic into some kind of quasi-democracy, and that's why the budgets have been busted ever since, because people found out they could, you know, vote for people who would give them money. But it's sad. Then there was something else. We had a good ruling in California. A federal judge in California ruled that the magazine ban, I mean the high capacity, which is silly, I think anything over 8 rounds or 10 rounds. That he ruled that their law was unconstitutional.
Yeah,
so good for him. I'm still hoping California secedes. I'm all for that. I hadn't heard much about that lately.
Or build a wall around.
Whatever. Yeah. I think that would be wonderful. You know, we'd have a lot better chances in the elections if California would leave.
Yeah.
But I want to commend to you a program. You can get an app on your phone. It's called CCW from Work. I think it's called Workman's Technology. I'll post it. It's posted at our website. They also have a program, American Historical Documents, and one we'll get into one week called Posted. All the local businesses that have no gun signs, most of which have no right to have them. But we'll be back right after this break with more of Armed Alabama.
Locally owned and operated, Moffitt Road Ace is a member of the largest retailer-owned cooperative in the industry. Moffitt Road Ace is unique and tailored to meet the needs of its local community. With a large plumbing and electrical supply to being the only authorized Getty dealer in Northwest Mobile, they're committed to being the helpful place by offering our customers products. Just a few of the brands they carry include Craftsman, DeWalt, Scotts, and Miracle-Gro, High Yield, Toro Mowers, Echo Outdoor Power Equipment, Weber Grills, Kamado Joe Ceramic Smokers, Valspar Paint, Yeti Coolers, Ace, Bayou Classic, and much more. As the helpful hardware folks they promised, helping you is the most important thing we have to do today. Don't get lost in the big box. Shop local. Located on Highway 98 on the edge of Sims, 1.5 miles east of the Moffitt Road and Schillinger's intersection.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Could you defend yourself, your family, your home against an assailant? Do you know your legal rights? What is the law on carrying a firearm? Do you know defensive shooting? All of this and more will be taught at Armed Alabama's Level 1 class. For more information, visit armedalabama.com/classes. That's armedalabama.com/classes. Longleaf pine is the South's original pine tree, towering over all others. Vast clear-cutting logging operations in the first half of the last century destroyed these beautiful longleaf forests, some well over 100 years old. Their wood sent to New England, New York, and Europe. Many Southerners have no memory of the magnificent longleaf forests that covered the South. The America's Longleaf Restoration Initiative is a concerted effort to restore and conserve longleaf pine forests. The best part is, it's working. For more info, visit americaslongleaf.org.
It's tax back refund days on selected Browning safes at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes now until April 15th. Save like never before on Browning closeouts left in stock and receive a 10% rebate from Browning on select models. All Browning safes carry a lifetime replacement warranty against theft and fire, and when you buy a safe from Mike Ward's, you'll receive the utmost in security and a professional staff to deliver your safe right where you want it. That's at Mike Ward's, exit 5B at I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
Step up to the firing line. Armed Alabama is back. Questions, comments, and texts at 343-0106.
I mean to kill you in 1 minute, Ned, or see you hanged in Fort Smith at Judge Parker's convenience. Which will it be?
I call that bold talk for a one-eyed fat man.
I actually watched both of those last week, the old version.
Which one did you like best?
The new one.
You know, I did too, and I never thought I'd say that.
I mean, either.
Because I've always been a John Wayne fan.
It seemed a little hokey, the old one. And
they didn't maybe, at the time. It's when you look at it 20 years later.
I know, and maybe just comparing the two. For anybody that's a pro-freedom, libertarian-type person, there's an organization called the Rutherford Institute. And you www.rutherford.org. You can also go on actually it's on this one under their videos. Watch a video. He's big about we need to do something about these no knock nighttime search warrants, especially for marijuana. But what I want to point you to is. There's a video 2 or 3 months old, and he was giving it to some foreign exchange students, The Freedom Crisis in America, a lecture by John W. Whitehead. This is a very middle-of-the-road type person. I've talked to him before, and he keeps up with the encroachments. You know, we had the Church Commission, if you remember, right as Vietnam was winding down, that they revealed the CIA, you know, had tried to kill Castro with an exploding cigar and had tapped Martin Luther King's phones. Everybody's phones are tapped now. People were up in arms about that, and they should have been. But we've got intelligence agencies that I think tried to commit a coup d'etat on a newly elected president, and they're watching everybody. And, you know, generally people say, well, I hadn't done anything wrong. That's not the point. You know, they don't have a right to.
Hey, Judge, if anybody's tapping my phone, all they're hearing are telemarketers.
Yeah. You know, the scary
and
thing
whatever
is.
Whatever happened to that?
And I'm not saying the government's doing it, but they have the ability just to cut the phone on and listen to you.
Yeah.
And I assume see you too. And that's incredible. I noticed, I went on the bench in 1997, and you know, you have voir dire where you ask potential jurors, have you ever been a victim of crime? Do you think marijuana would be legalized? There was a lot of talk, people very talkative, very opinionated, especially on drugs and all. Near the end, let's say 2012, 14, people, they wouldn't talk. And I think they knew they were being recorded, and they were being recorded. And they'd gotten wise to it, you know, I'm going to keep my opinions to myself, which is kind of a shame. We shouldn't be coward, but.
Yeah, we should all have the free exercise of opinion.
But, you know, I guess you're going to be coward if you wake up. You know, Lindsey Graham says when you ask for a lawyer, he's going to say, shut up, and send you to a black site under that, the National Defense Authorization
Act. That's
right,
NDAA. Yeah.
Yeah, America's the new battlefield. I see a green. There we go. Let's try to take Kevin before we run out of time here. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing tonight?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm doing good. I just tuned in the show a few minutes ago. Always enjoy it. You know, you were talking about the Federalist Papers.
Yeah.
Things that everybody should have on their bookshelf right there, you know? But I was looking over some quotes the other day, some Thomas Jefferson quotes. And
yes.
Of course, one that always comes to mind is, you know, that the people fearing the government, we have tyranny, paraphrasing, the government fearing the people, we have freedom and democracy.
There you go. Don't say democracy, though. We got freedom.
You know, these gentlemen that founded our country were such visionaries because they lived under oppression and tyranny for years. And therefore,
think about it. They had a revolution in large part because of the writs of assistance, search warrants that weren't specific to someone or a place and weren't signed by a judge. Now that happens commonly. That's in the Patriot Act.
Exactly. We look around 200 plus years later, the vision that these people had, and I can't for the life of me, I try to look and understand both sides right there, because I tell people that, you know, you can always listen and learn every day, but when you see some of these people that are just so far left, and they just believe that democracy is a horrible thing in our republic, and that everything is tyrannical towards them, because somebody wants say, I have a different point of view, and I don't agree with your opinion.
Yeah.
And it amazes me, but they need to come back to square and say, you know what, this is the only place on God's green earth that you can actually do that. You have a voice.
And let's have a debate. Let's not have, you know, calling people fascist. And
I don't have to agree with your political views or your sexual views or any type of view. How you spend money doesn't matter. But the great thing is you can sit here. And you can disagree with people, and they're not going to drag you out in the square and hang you and shoot you like they will in other countries today.
Right. By the way, put on your to-read list an author named Montesquieu who wrote The Spirit of the Laws. He was all the founders, especially Madison and Jefferson, Montesquieu was their man. And you can get his, you know, his work on Google Books or all kind of places for free.
Yes.
The Spirit of the Laws, Montesquieu. I'll look and see how to spell it. I've had it on the website before, but it's easy read. And boy, the stuff he says in there is. Here's one here that he basically talks about. You know, men who leave their wives pregnant and don't support them. You know.
Hey, that sounds like today everywhere. It's like, let somebody else take care of your problems. Your problems become the world's problems instead of staring you in the mirror and going, hey, quit pointing your finger because there's three and a thumb pointing back.
Amen.
Get back to the basics right there and come back to square and tell people it doesn't matter if you're black, white, pink, green, what part of life you come from. If somehow you have landed here on the United States, if you're living here and you're a United States citizen, you need to be thankful because there's so many other bad places to be. We're the best of the worst here.
That's why we're being flooded.
So I always want to invoke some type of debate with somebody and say, listen, explain to me why this is such a horrible place.
Because hey, let me give you one quote, and then we got to run. How about this one? First come rights, then comes government, which means these rights predated the formation of our government, and we didn't lose them by ratifying the Constitution. Just think about that.
I would agree thoroughly there.
Yeah, absolutely. First come rights, then comes government.
I have another quote, and this came from Frederick Douglass.
Mm-hmm.
He said, a man's rights rest in three boxes, the ballot box, the jury box, and the cartridge box.
There, I like that one. I'm going to add it.
That needs
Kevin,
to become
really
part
appreciate
of the
you calling. We got to run. We're near their end. Appreciate you calling. Call us next week.
Thank you, sir. God bless.
We'll see you, Kevin.
Thank you. Want to thank Steve Moore again. If you need a personal injury lawyer, call Steve. Want to thank McCoy Outdoors. They got everything, and Charlie was in there today looking at a gun. And anything related to firearms, sporting, camping,
they know their
fashion,
stuff, Judge.
Running shoes, anything. Want to thank the Spring Hill Ace, also Crayola Ace. You bought something Spring Hill Ace today.
That's right.
Moffitt Road Ace.
Some of those door props.
Right. And Hunter Security. Want to thank Hanson Heating and Air and Mike Ward Liberty Safes, too. You ought to have a safe. That's, you know, may not be first on your list, but I tell you where I thought it was great was when had a hurricane and, you know, 3-4 days of hot weather. I said, I'm getting out of here. And I could lock everything up in the safe and be pretty confident.
And not
people
weren't going
to haul it off. Yes. We've got a great show next week. We're going to post it. I got to talk to Adam, make sure it's still on. But check us out on our website, www.armedalabama.com, or on our Facebook. We will see you next week with more of Armed Alabama. Thank you, Glenn Ramos.
No problem. Thank you, Judge.